So what does it take to win an election? A clear message, a strong organization, good hair? How about deep pipes?
It's my view that the administration's policies are actually designed on purpose to bring about higher gas prices.
That's Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has won a few elections in his day. In a study published in a British biological research journal, 17 women and 10 men recorded the phrase, "I urge you to vote for me this November." Each voice was then manipulated electronically into pairs, one higher and one lower than the original. Scientists found that listeners were more likely to cast their vote for the deeper voice, whether the candidate was male or female.
Democrats are committed to reigniting the American dream.
That's low-talking House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi.
Today, Nevada chose hope over fear.
But then, what do we make of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid?
Nevada chose to move forward, not backwards.
Well, there is an exception to every rule. And what about our remaining Republican presidential candidates? Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Santorum. Too high? Too low? Just right?
He came into office, and there was one job that was front and center, and that was to keep the economy from going off a cliff.
I want to cut money, overseas money. That's what I want to do. I want to cut military money.
I think the destructive, vicious, negative nature of much of the news media makes it harder.
People have said, you know, you're being outspent, and, you know, everybody's talking about all the math and all the things.
Professor Casey Klofstad of the University of Miami authored one of the deep voice studies. He says candidates already know about this, and they've been using vocal coaches to enhance their electability. So what about a politician who speaks in a low voice but sings like this? That's President Barack Obama singing Al Green.
So in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me. 'Cause you make me feel so brand new.
And you're listening to NPR News.